You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
You are listening to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features conversations with and the music of local musicians and traveling musicians performing in town. I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I have back Katero Harada, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Savannah Philharmonic Orchestra, to continue our conversation about the 2025-26 season of the Philharmonic. Welcome back to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Katero Harada.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's start by talking about the March concert of the Savannah Philharmonic.
This is, for me, really exciting because the March concert opens the Savannah Music Festival season. And, you know, I love Savannah Music Festival. I've attended as an audience member every year since I've been here. And what they do for this community is fantastic. And one of the reasons why I'm actually here is because of the concert that Savannah Philharmonic did with the Savannah Music Festival in 2018. They did a concert with Marcus Roberts, and then I was a guest conductor for that. And that was a concert that led me to coming here. So for me, SMF is very dear to my heart. And for all these years, we've had different various collaborations, meaningful collaborations with chamber music and doing events together. But for us to be able to be the first act for the festival's opening, that's huge. And then I feel that is the result of the beautiful relationship that we have built between Amy, myself, and the team, and the SMF team. And frankly, it's this relationship has gotten even stronger because Sunisha is now the CEO there.
Yeah, Sunisha Shurik.
And for him to be there, coming from Savannah Philharmonic, and Savannah's Philharmonic's what brought him to Savannah, I just feel like a lot of great things are going to happen between SMF and Savannah Philharmonic, and this is really a good kickoff. So March 28th, 7:30 p.m., we have another guest conductor, Benjamin Manis, who will be joined by Philip Dukes from SMF and our chorus, and they're doing a kind of a funky program. Opens with Carlos Simon's Wake Up Concerto for Orchestra, which I'm not really familiar with.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Vaughn Williams Fluss Compute with Philip Dukes, and then closing out the program with Elgar Enigma Variations.
Well, as you know, I have the show Contemporary Classics here on WRUU. And when I go off to festivals, which include a lot of contemporary music, Linda and I sort of have this game of how many people on the program have I talked to?
Oh, fun.
And I've done a couple shows, actually, with Carlos Simon.
Excellent.
And actually, I chatted with him in person, twice, maybe three times when we're up at Tanglewood, because he is presently the resident composer of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And so, of course, Tanglewood is the Boston Symphony Orchestra's summer home.
Right. That's exciting. I'm so happy that you know them in person.
Yeah.
That's super.
And so, Vaughn Williams.
Yes.
Vaughn Williams, I think, is a greatly underestimated composer.
Yeah, he's not performed much in the U.S. especially. This Fluss Compie, it's a work for viola, a small chorus, and orchestra. And Rafe Vaughn Williams wrote this in the mid-1920s, I think. And Fluss Compie basically means flower of the field. And I wouldn't say it's heavily a viola concerto, because it's sort of a one major work that has a big feature of the viola, and then it's got a chorus, a wordless chorus, so ahs and oohs. And the work is divided into six movements, and they're all, you know, from the Song of Solomon, so Latin texts, and it's just a beautiful work.
And the violist will be Philip Dukes.
Yes.
And back as we were coming out of the pandemic, I think it was a Savannah Philharmonic sponsored concert.
Yeah, we did it together. Him. Yeah, we did a program in the Landings where it was SMF and us right after COVID hit, where Philip came and performed. So it's, you know, it's the second time he's collaborating with us. So.
Yeah, and that was one of the concerts that I always use. It was a group of early 20th century composers.
Yeah.
Of which I am sure that none of the Savannah Philharmonic audience knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all really neo-romantic in terms of the music. And so it was one of my Kitara Harada examples of bringing in new names and introducing the audience to new names with music that is not intimidating to them.
Yeah. No, it's coming back to me. So we did Michael Abels, and then the Escher Quartet was here. I think there were like four or five composers, but I can't remember right now. We've done a lot of music the past couple years. But anyway, so we're excited to have, you know, this collaboration.
One more thing about this concert, of course, is the Elgar, the Ignatius Variations. Mm-hmm. And Elgar is also a composer you don't hear much here in the United States.
More than Vaughan Williams, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, in the U.S. especially, when people think about Vaughan Williams, they don't realize Green Sleeves was written by Vaughan Williams, and everyone grows up listening to Green Sleeves. Elgar, many people associate Elgar with Pomp and Circumstance March 1, which, you know, often is performed at the graduation. Enigma Variation is beautiful. It's a work written for his friends, and it's got 14 variations. Each variation has an initial, and the initials stand for different people in his life. Like, for example, the first variation is CAE, which is Caroline Alice Elgar, which was Elgar's wife. And then her theme really dominates the entire piece. But there's also movements about his dog, and it's really a very cute little postcard to friends. I feel like every movement has its little niche and very unique to each movement, and it's a beautiful work. I love the Enigma Variation, so I'm glad that the orchestra gets to perform it.
Well, and we were talking about cello concertos, and I think one of my favorite cello concertos is the Elgar Concerto.
It's a good piece.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the American Traditions Collection of Concerts, including the Great Camp Meeting Spiritual Recital featuring Kenneth Overton, baritone, on Monday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 520 Washington Avenue, Savannah. More information and tickets are available at www.atcsavannah.org. The Davenport House Museum, in partnership with Pat Gunn and Underground Tours of Savannah, presents Holiday Traditions and Experiences of the Enslaved Community on December 26th and 27th at 1 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. This program features the Soulful Saltwater Players. Information and tickets are available at davenporthousemuseum.org/public-programs. Thank you. Contemporary Classics features weekly conversations with and the music of nationally and internationally known contemporary art music, musicians, and composers. Join me, Dave Lake, your Contemporary Classics host, and these musical guests each week on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on WRUU. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I have back Katera Horata, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Savannah Philharmonic Orchestra, to continue our conversation about the 2025-26 season of the Philharmonic.
We end the season. We finally go to April, end of April, with our season finale. So this is a matinee and evening concert. We have the 25th on Saturday, 7:30 p.m., and then Sunday the 26th at 3 p.m., and we have the Philharmonic Chorus and I are doing the opera favorites. So one part of my DNA in music is opera. Spent majority of my 20s just conducting opera, so we're bringing in the chorus favorites from Polovtsian Dances by Borodin. Beautiful work. have the Il Trovatore by Verdi and the Nabucco by Verdi, both songs that you, once you hear, you're like, ah, okay, that one. I've heard it in every commercial out there. And then Puccini's Madame Butterfly, the Humming Chorus, which is gorgeous. And Verdi's Aida, Triumphal March and Ballet. I also threw in a curveball into this mix. Nia Drummond is coming to to perform with us. She is last year's ATC winner, and she's going to sing My Man's Gone Now from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. So I'm excited that she's going to be joining us. And that's the first half of the program. It's a big first half of the program with a lot of tuneful music. And then after intermission, we are doing Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique, which is, it's an autobiographical piece. It's semi-autobiographical. And it's him talking about himself or about a character, romantic suffering of a gifted artist who has poisoned himself with opium because of his unrequited love for a beautiful and fascinating woman actress named Harriet Smithson. Harriet is the idée fixe, and idée fixe is just this one melody that comes over and over and over, and then this one melody just kind of evolves and transcends and transforms, and it gets played forward, it gets played backwards, upside down, and you just really feel his emotion through all of this. And it's a crazy piece, but it's a great way to end the season, really.
So that's the 2025-26 season.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have alluded to, this is your penultimate season.
It is. I know. It's kind of, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm like sad about it. I'm more, I think my focus is on like, okay, I have a time limit. What can I accomplish in the next two seasons? And a lot of it comes from strengthening the orchestra, keep doing auditions, getting new players, strengthening the bond between the orchestra and the community. This season, one of the most exciting things that we're doing is the fact that we have a youth orchestra that started in September. We had about 40 musicians joining us in the youth orchestra that just kicked off. They're going to do a concert in December and a concert in the spring, which I'll conduct. And, you know, it just expands in all ages, and so I'm proud of that. And the Fill the Neighborhood series, we're doing what, 10 Fill the Neighborhood series in the fall, and then gazillion more in the spring. And we're really just exposing the live music element of this town in various locations. We're really sticking our head into different neighborhoods and making sure people are aware that we exist, and you know, it shows. And the energy at the concert hall is fantastic. I always feel that every time I stand on that stage in front of our audience, I know that they're so invested in what we do. And I'm glad that we've been able to build that. So it's exciting. I've already 99% have figured out what the 26-27 season looks like. I'm just making a little few tweaks here and there, but it's pretty awesome. So I can't wait to announce it eventually.
Well, a major change that you've done since coming to the Philharmonic has been, as I mentioned, to introduce the Philharmonic audience to new names.
Yeah, definitely.
And to new sounds.
Absolutely.
And that, I think, is a very critical issue that really was lacking in the Philharmonic before you came.
Yeah. It's not about being afraid to share what new music is to the audience, but like really building that trust and support system from the audience that no matter what music you hear, that the artistic excellence is always there. And so gaining that trust from the audience, of course, came with time, but I didn't shy away from it. And I feel the selections of the contemporary music that I did choose throughout the multiple seasons have been good music, you know? They weren't, I don't want to say call it bad music, but they weren't music that made people upset or angry, or I don't want ever want to come to the Philharmonic because he's going to play that. But even if it was that, I wouldn't have minded because it made an impact. So, but thankfully, not many people have really complained about the programming, and people keep coming back. So,
yeah.
So I'm happy about that.
Well, and it's a fine line you have to walk because the Savannah classical music audience is very conservative.
It's conservative, but also at the same time, the our community is open for anything, really. As long as, like, at least at the Savannah Philharmonic, I think they're open to anything because they know they're coming in for an experience that is going to be fantastic. From when they walk in to the concert to after the concert, just the overall energy in that Lucas Theater is so positive. And why wouldn't you want to be part of that?
And so there's going to be very, very strong legacy of Katera Harada.
I hope so. I feel like with Amy and I, we've done a lot of positive influence. And we've made our mistakes, too. And I will admit to a lot of the mistakes that we've made. But we've also adapted and learned and adjusted. And I think the result has been really wonderful. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished so far. I'm proud of all the things that we're going to keep accomplishing. And it's been wonderful. You know, I'm the oldest employee at the Savannah Philharmonic right now. Not the age, but like the length of the duration that I've been employed. So, you know, everyone on my team right now came after I came here, which also just sets a different kind of tone. And I feel that with Amy, we've been able to build such a wonderful team. Our team's great. We have made a mark in the city with what we do. And it's time for a change. It's the right time. You know, I think a healthy length of a music director in any orchestra is like 5 to 8 years. So I leave at my 8th season. It's good. Double digit, I think it's horrible. Like if you're there for 10 years, forget about it. You know, it's just too much. You need to let new energy, new creativity do its thing. See what the new synergy is. And so, and it's not like I'm not going to come back this event. I'm sure I'm going to be coming back. And so, and even if it wasn't for conducting a concert, this is my home away from home. I'm going to come back to visit a lot. So you'll see me around.
And so, have you thought of what you're going to be doing after the Savannah Phil?
Well, so I'm just this season, I've added another orchestra, opera, and ballet. So that's, you know, that keeps me busy.
And what are those?
In Dayton. So I'm the new artistic and music director at Dayton Philharmonic. And then we have the Dayton Opera, Dayton Ballet. They have a whole theater. So that's a big season that I just started this season. Tokyo Symphony, I'm done this season. I still have the Aichi Chamber Orchestra in Nagoya. I'll keep that. And then just guest conducting. Yeah, lots of great guest conducting opportunities in the U.S. and Europe coming up. Some are already announced and some are not announced, but there's a lot of good things that are up in store. So I think I'm just going to keep myself a little bit more busy with guest conducting for the time being. One orchestra in the U.S., one orchestra in Japan is plenty. And then I'll fill the other weeks with guests.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we've been talking with Katera Harada, the music and artistic director of the Savannah Philharmonic Orchestra. And we've learned that this is the penultimate season of Katera Harada here with the Savannah Philharmonic. And this is the 2025-26 season. And I want to thank you so very much, Katera, for what you've done here in Savannah and for this season coming up and for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to coming back on the show and talking to you more about what's in store.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.